Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go. Ain't no room for hesitation up in here. It's time to leave it on the field. Because it's game time. It's time to make your hard work pay off.
Hello.
Make your mom and dad proud.
Yes, it's that time.
Make your opponent pay the price. It's time to step up and get it done, son.
Step it up.
You go hard or you go home. From the first whistle to the last. Bring it all day, every play. Because you know your boys are going to put on the line for you. They got your back, so you better have theirs. This is about the team. It's about pride. It's about who's the hungriest. So what's it going to be,
Rap
man?
Show.
You going to leave it on the field, or you going to leave it inside? You going to leave it with something in your tank, or you going to do what champions do? Leave nothing. Leave nothing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome, everyone, to the September 2nd. It's getting to be football season, and this is the master plan. I am the master, a.k.a. ATM, always taking money. This is JT. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-3220 is the place to be if you want to jump on and talk to me. I'm talking fantasy football. For 2 hours, we're going to be on talking fantasy football. First hour is going to be talking about recapping the last few weeks. We've been talking about position players and IDPs, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, QBs, and individual defensive players to round it off for the fantasy football season that's going to start on Wednesday, September 5th, with the Dallas Cowboys and the champion New York Giants. So this is the last time up until Tuesday night that you're going to be drafting to get your teams in order so you'll be able to kick some butt, talk some smack, win some money, win a ring, win a trophy at the end of the fantasy football season. I'm here to help you do that, okay? Before we go any further, this is the deal. This morning, if for those who are waking up or just getting themselves together, breaking news is this. Whoever drafted MJD and were on a chomping at the bit, or I should say biting their fingernails, gnashing their teeth, losing sleep because MJD wasn't didn't report to the team, your fears, your stress level can all come down now. You can relax, have a drink, sit back, because MJD ended his holdout and reported to the Jags camp on Sunday. Quite naturally, people know the holdout lasted 38 days. As a result, MJD could be slapped with a $1.2 million fine from the team. But according to, you know, everybody who's got any kind of common sense, you know that they'll let bygones be bygones. You know, this is the week that the players start receiving their paychecks this week. Joan Drew's holdout never figured quite naturally the last pass the first day or so in September is going to take the league's 2011 leading rusher a few weeks to get up to the game. So Rashard Jennings, I hope those MJD people who drafted MJD handcuffed him with Rashard Jennings, because he's going to be figured to handle the bulk of the carries or the workload in the meantime. But it still won't be long before he's back to 20 or so touches in each game, and he's back on board as the back end running back in fantasy drafts. Personally, and I have said it before, I've never drafted MJD, but for those who have drafted MJD, you can, like I said, you can have a sigh of relief. He's in the throes of the in the arms of the Jags now. It's just a matter of him getting into game shape before he steps on the field. You know, most holdouts in the past history, Larry Johnson, Chris Johnson, and whoever else that have held out. Darrell Revis held out. He's in a different position. But for the most part, when guys hold out, they come back too soon into the game. They usually sustain some type of hamstring or leg injury because they're not in game shape and they haven't done all the workouts from OTAs, mini camps, and training camp to get themselves ready for the football season. So they're playing catch-up. So I think they're going to probably err on the side of caution and make sure that MJD is in as good a shape as he can possibly be in order to get this thing done. And we do have a caller from the 919. Let's bring this caller in and see what they have to say. Caller from the 919, welcome to the Master Plan. You are talking to the Master. State your name and tell us what you got to say.
Mr. Taylor, it's me. It's me. It's Mr. FSP. It's everything that you want to be. That.
919. You threw me off with that one. You called me on the landline versus your cell phone. Okay.
Yeah. I know you're just talking about MJD and you know the breaking news for all those folks that didn't know. I mean, you didn't have to, but you're being a good guy about it. I didn't catch everything you said, but he's still to me. I don't know about you, but I don't think he's a first round pick right now. Because
you're not
going to get the value out of him.
Everybody has their opinion. I still believe he's a first round pick, but any other year but this year, I think he's a first round pick. In my opinion, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
Correct. Because
yes.
He's coming in.
I agree with that.
A week of preparation. Now we don't know what he was doing while he was gone, but typically players that hold out this late or hold out through into the season, their production goes down, really down.
Right.
And Rashad Jennings has looked good during the preseason, and he is slated to start. They don't know how much work they're going to give MJD. I imagine he might not touch the ball maybe about 10 times or so until he gets his football legs under him. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good bet for me to say if you can get him probably second or third. I'd say third. That's where I got him just a few minutes ago. But, of course, I was in a keeper league, so.
Right.
It is what it is.
Well, for the most part, for people who are drafting – well, no, really, for people who are drafting now, I would think they would probably go. I'm trying to think where he was going. He was going in the
fourth. Well, I've seen him in third and fourth.
Okay. That sounds about right. I mean, it's going to take a few weeks for him to get up to speed. And you're not going to, depending on how many weeks it takes for him to get up to speed, you're going to lose that production from him. So he would be, I guess he would be a third or fourth round pick, but, you know, due to his shortened playing time, because he's not going to be playing a full 16 games. I would say he'd probably be playing 13 games. I'm thinking 3 games. He probably won't. It'll be maybe the third game he'll get, and maybe the fourth game, something like that.
Yeah.
Because you know he's got a lower body, and a running back needs his thighs and calves, and that has a tendency to happen with these running backs who hold out, that they either get a calf, or for the most part a groin or hamstring injury. So, and I would think that they would err on the side of caution. That's what I had originally said before you jumped on here, that they would err on the side of caution to make sure that he's absolutely 100% ready for game action before they put him out on the field. Otherwise, he's going to get set back, and then he's a total bust because depending on how bad it is, depending on how many games he's going to miss. So,
I agree.
Mr. Gardner,
yes,
can't believe we've been talking, corresponding before I got on air here, and you woke up to a draft. You are one sick individual. Every time I turn around, last night you were in a draft. And you woke up to another draft. And yesterday afternoon when I was conversing with you, in between or before we drafted at 6 o'clock, you had another draft. Am I correct in saying that?
Jerry, it's my addiction. It's my addiction. I know. Here's the deal. Around this time is when I draft. I don't like drafting early August, June, whatever. Although this year I had the draft bug because I was back in the States and I could actually draft at a regular time. So I just drafted like 15 teams. But not 15, it's more like 12, 13. But
that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. But I thought I only had like two drafts left because I have the application on my phone. Draft from your phone. And I woke up and I was like, what time is this draft today? Do I got a draft today? I said, yeah, I got a draft today. Let me see what time it is. I didn't realize, because of course I'm West Coast time, the draft was set for 11 a.m. East Coast time, which meant at 8 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah, 8 o'clock my time, I had to draft.
Right. Right.
You know. We just finished it, actually. Just finished it.
Well, give me the parameters of the league, and then run down, before we go into the rest of the program, run down the parameters of your league and what you drafted and the position that you drafted from.
Okay. Well, last year I did god-awful. I had a great set of backs and everything else was crap. So I ended up second to last year. So this year I had the second overall pick in a keeper league, which is second pick in the third round. I decided to keep from my team last year Arian Foster and Steven Jackson.
I had Fitzgerald.
I had Wallace. I had Antonio Brown. I had a few other players. But my quarterbacks is where I really, really suffered because I waited really late to get one. And Cal Orton got traded a lot, didn't do much. And I was hoping that Bradford – actually, what happened was I was banking on Bradford. That's what happened. And Bradford had – yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible.
Yeah.
So Bradford was my first quarterback I took, but I took him like in the 12th round or something like that.
Oof. That's way too late.
Well, I mean, last year, you know, I had Arian Foster. I had Steven Jackson. I had Larry Fitzgerald. You know, these are the players I was getting, and I was like, yeah, I can wait. Bradford's going to have a good year this year, so I'll just go ahead and get him. So that was a problem with that last year. But anyway, so this year, like I said, second pick in the third round, and I held on to Arian Foster and Steven Jackson. The guy that picks before me was a champion like a previous year, like the year before, and both of us had terrible years. Anyway, he's a big MJD fan, but he didn't know MJD had just came back. So he got AP. I was going to get AP or MJD with the pick and then follow up with Jamal Charles or Doug Martin when it came back. But anyway, that's not what happened. So I got MJD. And I told my boy right after I picked him, he didn't know, he just reported, and he was like, okay, Vic. Like, yeah, whatever. So anyway, after that, let me go to the draft. Well, do you want the draft order or just the team? How I drafted them, or you just want the team itself?
you can give me whatever way you feel comfortable with. It doesn't make a difference to me. Whatever way you want to give it to me.
All right. I'll just tell you who I drafted because I can't remember exactly how I drafted him.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
it's a 12-team league. It's a keeper. It's a form of a PPR. This league, however, rewards receivers a lot more than most regular PPRs, quarterbacks and receivers.
Okay. When you say that, how they reward water more than a running back?
Well, you know how a running back in a PPR normally gets a point per touch or whatever. He gives them like a half a point and stuff like that. And receivers, you get over 100 yards receiving, you get like a 20-point bonus or something like that. So
okay.
He rewards receivers a lot more. Those aren't the exact numbers, but it's similar.
Okay.
Anyway, here's my team.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Schaub, Arian Foster, Steven Jackson, Antonio Brown, Brandon Marshall, Santana Moss, Owen Daniels, Maurice Jones-Drew, Texans defense, Alex Henry is my kicker. Those are my potential starters.
Mm-hmm.
On my bench, I have Ben Roethlisberger, Ryan Leonard, Evan Royster, Aaron Sproles, John Baldwin, Dallas Clark, Braylon Edwards, Josh Gordon, Devin Hester, Dexter McCluster, the Redskins defense, and Craig Zuerlein, the kicker from St. Louis. But I can tell you how I got these guys, because I just remembered. After MJD, I followed that up with Brandon Marshall, because I wanted to get Doug Martin. I wanted to get Doug Martin, and I wanted to get Jamaal Charles, but they went back-to-back just before my pick.
Okay.
So I went and got Brandon Marshall, and then when it came back around to me, I then got, I believe it was Darren Sproles, and then Antonio Brown. From there, I grabbed... Oh, I grabbed Matt Schaub, and after Matt Schaub, I grabbed...
Well, let me ask you a question. What round did you grab Matt Schaub in? Probably the sixth or seventh round?
If you were doing a regular league,
about
six, seven, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But because it's keeper, you know, two rounds didn't count, so it was like my fifth, sixth pick.
That's the seventh or eighth round, then, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I got Big Ben in the 12th round, if you want to go that route. Cause I got Big Ben in the 12th
round. Are you serious?
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
That's excellent value for Roethlisberger. In the 12th round? In the 12th round?
Yeah.
Like I said before, and I don't know if I was disparaging your league or not, but it sounded like you were drafting with dummies. And that's the title of a book, Drafting for Dummies.
Well, I would say this. I think they had the same type of draft I had last year, because only week I'm really going to be hurting, and I'm really not going to be hurting, is week 8, because I got a lot of Texans on my team.
Too many Texans.
Running back, the quarterback. I got the running back, the quarterback, the tight end, and the defense. Right. But in those positions, positions, I got Ben Roethlisberger as the backup. I've got Aaron Sproles or Evan Royster or Brian Leonard as a backup. I'm not going to really use Brian Leonard, but since Bernard Scott still hasn't had that metal rod removed from his hand, and Benjamin Ellis is nicked up, Brian Leonard is a pretty good steal for the last pick of the draft.
And
Evan Royster is going to start in D.C., because Roy Helu has tendonitis in both ankles. Now, Alfred Morris deserves to start, but he probably won't. That out there for some folks. And I got Dallas Clark backing up at tight end, and I got the Redskins defense backing up Houston's defense. So, I mean, when do they have their bye? Week 8, the Redskins, I believe, have it's not that hard of a challenge, but I'm not worried too much about it.
You say the Redskins have a bye on week 8?
No. They don't have a bye week eight. Houston has a bye week eight.
That's what I was going to tell you. Houston has a bye week eight, and you got all those Houston Texans in all at once. You're going to be hurting for at week eight. And I got another caller in here, and I want to bring him in because we've been going back and forth a little bit, texting each other. And you happen to mention a person that we've been going back and forth with. It happens to be Mr. Bookie, Black the Bookie. What's up, my man? What's up?
Also known as Commissioner Black Adele. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning, Black Adele.
You've been trying to put off Mr. Johnson, Commissioner. You don't have any running backs. You're going to have to give to get because because you don't have any running backs. I'm telling you. And the only person that you have to be able to get running backs is your boy, your beast on your team. The only thing you have is your beast.
Well, you're one of 11 owners who think that way. So I'll go the other 11 owner route for right now.
No problem.
But yes, there is a sale on Andre Johnson if anyone is interested.
But you're going to have to give up a good running back for it. Remember that, whoever that is. Vic, whoever that is, he wants a top flight running back for Andre Johnson.
Doesn't have to be top flight. Just a guy who's going to see some action on Sundays.
You're not getting well. Now, okay, I'll put it this way, Black.
If you have nothing to offer, Mr. FSP, the commissioner advises you to be quiet before sanctions are being taken against you. So if you have nothing nice to say to Commissioner Goddard, shush it.
Hold on. All I'm saying is I have an offer, and you're telling me I have nothing nice to say? Wow.
If you don't have an offer and you have nothing nice to say, shush it.
Okay, so would you like Greg
Commissioner Daniels? Black Adele and I rule this league with an iron fist.
Well, I'm asking,
oh boy.
Do you want Rashad Jennings?
Do I want Rashad Jennings?
Yes.
Well, we'll talk about this off air. You can get my number from the commissioner that's on the line, and we'll discuss. We'll discuss these things on air.
I mean, you only allow teams to carry four running backs, so it's like. No.
The commissioner is landed. I went and I got a couple of complaints late last night while I was trying to sleep. So I allowed for a fifth running back and a sixth receiver.
Oh, dude, that sucks because that means I could have drafted another running back.
Yes. There's no one perfect in this world, so.
Oh, boy.
No one perfect in this world.
Oh, boy.
The BS has started.
Oh, hey, Jerry. Oh, boy.
Join the draft.
Oh.
See, this dude is. I thought I was a shark.
Excuse me.
Oh boy.
Excuse me.
we're changing the goal line. We're moving the goal line back, Black. Is that what you're telling me?
I believe that's what he's saying.
Is that what you're telling me?
That is what he's saying.
From where the goal line was, we're moving it back.
Oh man.
After the game has been played.
That have been played yet. The first game is Wednesday. We still have time to get this thing right.
Well, when I say the game.
No more adjustments will be made. Victor, send me that 202 number, please, and we can discuss off air. Hopefully you have text messaging where you are in Dublin, California, and let's see if we can make something happen.
Oh boy, watch it, Vic, because watch it. All I have to do is tell you to watch it.
I can tell you right now, because
anyway, I'm not going to say anything else. I'm staying out of this. We had our negotiation.
We will revisit those negotiations at a later date, Mr. Asterisk 8. We will revisit that.
Okay. I thought I gave you a pretty good offer, but no,
no problem. The offer was only good for you.
That's the way that dude operates, man.
I know that's how he operates. And he'll swing it off to you as if it was a good deal.
No, man. No, hey, that was a good offer. I'm not going to put it out on the air if you don't want to.
I'll put it out on the air because I'm commissioner, so there's no collusion with me. Vic, listen to this Harvard deal. He wants my tight end, Mr. Graham, the great monstrous Graham, for Don Sproles and Jermaine Gresham.
Because you go deep down at tight end, and you get minimal upgrade at Sproles.
Exactly, and that's what he throws at me as a fan.
If you look at Sproles' last year position ranking, he was number five.
Last year, number five in his position. 2012.
What makes you think that's going to change? Why do you think that's not going to change? That's only going to be the same here because that's how they roll with Sproles and Breeze.
Well, see, here's the deal. I look at it like this. Sproles is a triple threat. You know.
Yes.
He can return kicks, punts, whatever. Plus, he can run and catch the ball out the backfield. However, Jimmy Graham is the main target down there. Marcus Colston and Devery Henderson, they get a little stuff sprinkled in.
Between the two,
I'm just telling you. I mean, I think Jimmy Graham is a very, very valuable asset to have, but Sproles gives you more options. I like Jimmy. I would draft Jimmy above Darren Sproles any day. But depending on the waiver wire at tight end, whoever's on the waiver wire at tight end, because Jimmy Grant, the other tight end is not worth it.
Oh, cool. Man.
I mean, it wouldn't be a good, if you can give them somebody like a tight end that's actually going to get a lot of touches, then I could see it being a good deal. But right now, I wouldn't do that deal. I wouldn't send Darren Sproles.
Talk to him, Vic.
That's just me. Not today and not next week. I got stuff I got to do, baby. Y'all go get your stuff on. Y'all get your stuff in here. Sorry about that. But
No problem. Continue talking.
But for you, Black, I'm looking at the waiver wire right now. You're trying to make a deal. I see something that you can get. I see three players you can get. But if you don't want to spend the money, you don't want to spend the money. I understand because you got a $691 budget. That's an odd number, by the way. But $691 budget, you got to spend some of that money. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, what can I tell you? You know, you're only limited to four running backs. Now he's going to change to five running backs. Now, I've seen there's a few running backs that I would take on a waiver wire, or I would have drafted. But I'm limited to only four. Now we change it to five. But that's okay. That's okay because that's what I want to lead off to.
A commissioner's job is 24/7. I'm getting harassing emails to my box. I'm going to have to send out my security detail to take care of that.
Well, it wasn't me sending out the harassing emails, so I have no idea who you've been getting pounded with.
Okay. So what do you mean? You stop all waivers through. Oh, no, never mind. I see what happened. Who's this FSN? Who's this cat?
That's FSN. That's Fantasy Soup Nazis. That's happens to be the commissioner.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, let's get to this. I wanted to recap for the next half hour until we get into the draft, which is happening in the next half hour. The four positions. And including IDP, I don't know.
I'm sorry, Jade. One thing first. can you rate the team I just drafted then?
Give me that team again, man. Give it to me. I'm sorry. Give it to me again.
Okay, here's the
give
team.
It to me.
Matt Schaub.
Yeah.
Matt Schaub.
What draft is this? Is it running now?
I did it at CBS. We have another ESPN draft happening in 30 minutes.
I have another draft as well in 30 minutes.
All right. I got Matt Schaub, Arian Foster, Steven Jackson, Antonio Brown, Brandon Marshall, Santana Moss, Owen Daniels, Maurice Jones-Drew, Texans defense, Alex Henry, Ben Roethlisberger, Brian Leonard, Evan Royster, Darren Sproles, John Baldwin, Dallas Clark, Braylon Edwards, Josh Gordon, Devin Hester, Dexter McCluster, Redskins defense, and Greg Zuerlein.
You're weak in wide receiver. That's your weakness. I can see that right now because it looks like, sounds to me that the only one that you got as a viable wide receiver is Brandon Marshall, unless I'm missing something there.
What?
So Antonio Brown isn't valuable.
Oh, you have Antonio Brown?
Yes.
Okay, you have Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown and Brandon Marshall. But who do you have besides that?
Santana Moss
and Jonathan Baldwin.
Braylon Edwards, Jonathan Baldwin, Devin Hester, and Dexter McCluster.
I have to give your running backs an A plus.
Wow.
I have to give your wide receivers a. Ooh, you only got really two and. C plus, and the overall team. So I said an A plus for them, a C for that, a C plus for that, which to me equates to about a solid B.
Well, I'm thinking that Roethlisberger and Schaub at QB are better than a C, but hey, it is what it is.
Well. Roethlisberger and Schaub are probably mid-level quarterbacks. They're not the top of the line quarterbacks. They're probably rated out at the top 10. They're probably rated between 12 and 20, somewhere around there. So you don't have the top tier quarterbacks. So. That hurts you in the quarterbacks, and you only have two wide receivers that are viable wide receivers. So if one of them gets hurt, you're going to be hurting in wide receivers. That's why I gave you a C on that, a C plus, a C on that, because the fact is your depth of wide receivers is you don't have any depth. You don't have any depth.
Well. No, I have depth. It's potential depth because you got Santana is the number two guy in D.C. Baldwin is the number two guy in Kansas City. Braylon is the number two guy in Seattle. Josh Gordon is the number two guy in Cleveland, but you don't really want to count his quarterback because we...
Well, listen to what you just said here. Okay, we go to Cleveland.
I know.
Wait a minute. Just follow my thought because I want Black to hear this too. You go to Cleveland, you got a rookie quarterback. You go to Washington, you got another rookie quarterback. You go to Seattle, you have another rookie quarterback. You got three rookie quarterbacks that you're counting on your number two wide receiver to get touches and completions from. That's Edwards, that's Moss, and that's who's in Cleveland? Little? Is that who's in Cleveland? Little?
Josh Gordon. I got Josh Gordon.
So you got rookie quarterbacks that you're counting on to get the ball to your number two receiver. So you understand what I'm saying?
No, I got you. I know that my receivers are not the strong point. I got that.
Mm-hmm.
I got that. But so, I think that Edwards is going to do well. Soto, Maul.
Oh, come on, man.
Hester. What's up? What's up, Black? Hester and
Edwards. Oh, checking into this drive. Boy, I got the seventh pick. I'm not cracked top five in any of my leagues.
Seventh pick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, that's That's my modus operandi is my this year is in my the sixth or seventh pick. I can't seem to get away from that.
All right. Well, speaking of that, you got six and seven back to back now.
Yes, I do. And depending on what happens in the league, depending on how I draft. Anyway, we got 25 minutes, give or take, 25 minutes before we get into the second hour where the draft starts. I was surprised, before we go any further, I was surprised that your buddy didn't say one word until the end of the draft, which surprised
me.
Ricky.
Yeah,
which
surprised me greatly. I didn't even know he was in the draft because until at the end when he finally decided to say something in the chat.
Well, he had such a piss poor showing in the league last year, so I wasn't surprised to see him wait to say something. He took a beating in the league last year.
Yes, he did. Yeah. But still, all in all, this is the new year. I thought he would voice his opinion more than he did, or earlier than he did. Let me put it that way. Anyway, we got 20. Like I said, we got about 20, a little more than 20 minutes left in the show. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-3220. You talk. This is JT, and this is the Master Plan. On the line with me, I got Black the Bookie, and also, who am I talking to? Who is this guy? Do I really want to?
Mr. FSP.
Do I really want to give that recognition to this guy? Anyway, no, I'm talking to Vic Gardner, the host of the FSP show, the founder of all these other shows who we jump on board with. Anyway, we're talking fantasy football leading up until 1 o'clock when we start my final draft. I don't know about you guys, but this is my final draft leading into the first game on Wednesday between the Cowboys and the world champion New York Giants. Wanted to talk about skill positions, like I said, that we talked about over the last several weeks, including IDPs. I don't know how much we're going to be able to cover because the fact is now we're running really short on time. But I want to talk about running backs because that's how I led the first week off. I led off with running backs. Not too much has changed, but there has been changes on the front of running backs. Ryan Matthews was in the top five at one point. He's no longer in the top five, in my opinion. A lot of other people. He's now getting drafted versus the first round when all hullabaloo, which I didn't like the guy in the first place when he first came out, and I've always said that. I thought he'd be a bust, and I still think he's going to be a bust. He's getting drafted in the third round for the most part. I wouldn't draft him at all because I think he's just an injury waiting to happen. Every time he steps on the field, he's a fragile guy. What's wrong?
Well, that's not too bad. I just forgot I was in a 20-team league, so I can't complain with number seven.
Oh, no, you can't. No. Wow, 20-team. Woo!
I've done a 20-team league, too, brother. You better be happy where you are.
Yes.
You better grab two quarterbacks with your first two picks.
Woo!
I'm just telling
you. Woo!
That better
wow.
be your
you
first two picks.
Talking about in the fifth or sixth round, slim pickings. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Anyway, I'm gonna run down my
Tuesday night at 10 o'clock, which is right the day right before the league takes off.
Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna run down my top ten running backs. I'm going to just go straight down with them, and then we're going to talk about them. I think that's the best way to expedite this rather than one line at a time. My top 10 picks of running back in this order, quite naturally, Arian Foster, and you couldn't flip-flop the first two. Arian Foster, or first three, I should say. Arian Foster, LeSean McCoy, Ray Rice, Darren McFadden has moved up, Chris Johnson has moved up. DeMarco Murray, number six. Matt Forte, number seven.
What about MJD? Has MJD moved up now that he's back in camp?
In my opinion, no, because the fact is, if if I was drafting with three or four games in the season, yes. But for now, because he's not going to be probably playing until the third or fourth game, in my opinion, that drops his value down, in my opinion. I think Vic more or less agrees with me. I don't know if he does or not, but in my opinion,
I agree that
drops his value down because he's not playing the first game. He's not playing the second game. He may not even play the third game. He probably comes in at the fourth game. And he still may be an injury risk. So I have to drop him down. I know his potential of how he could play, but because of where he's at right now in his level of to play and eligibility to play, I would put him further down. So my top ten is this.
I tell you
yeah.
Before you keep going, I tell you that they've already said he's going to play. They said he's going to play Sunday, but they don't know how many touches he's going to get, but he's going to play.
That's a problem.
I agree. Rashad Jennings is set to start, but they don't know how many touches that MJD is going to get. But by week three is when they're projecting. This is what Schefter and all these other folks are saying on Twitter. By week three, they're projecting he's going to start because he'll go through the walkthrough on Wednesday. Thursday, whatever day it is, and he's going to get a couple touches in the game. They don't know how many. And then by week three, he supposedly will get his job back, where he's going to split half and half time with Jenny.
I tell you, you know what, these organizations, and I understand because it's a big-time running back, they put this guy in. I think it's a big mistake for the simple reason is this. He's never met the coach. I don't know how much he's conversed with the coach. He doesn't know the offense because the offense supposedly has changed. He hasn't done any work with the offensive line or in this supposedly new offense with the quarterback. So, and he's not in any type of game shape, regardless of how well his shape level is. He's not in any type of game shape. So to put a running back that's been not in the OTAs, not in mini camp, not in training camp, into a game, even if the first game, just to give him touches, is playing with fire, in my opinion. It only takes one play for a guy to pull his hammy. It only takes one play because a guy's not in shape for some lower body injury to happen. I would never, ever put somebody in there that hasn't even practiced on the field for at least a few weeks to get used to contact versus put him into a freaking game this is a week, Sunday, and he plays Sunday, a week from today. That's a recipe for disaster, in my opinion. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I definitely feel that's a recipe for disaster. I would never do that.
Well,
anyway.
No. I agree. I agree with you 110% because you look at Chris Johnson, you know, he came back with like maybe 2-3 weeks before the season started, and he was still ineffective, and he was somewhat nicked up throughout the season. And you saw how it went for Tennessee then. You give MJD a week. I understand Mighty Mouse is a big muscle, and he's very good at what he does, but he also has a couple bad knees. He also hasn't been in training camp. So you can run all day. You can lift weights all day. But if you're not banging with somebody and you're not in football shape, you're not going to be that effective. I mean, I agree with you. He belongs in the third, fourth round maybe. But somebody in our league is going to draft him in the first round. I guarantee you.
Yeah. And they're going to suffer for it because he's not – whatever – you know – it's a recipe for disaster. History tells us, even if it's not a running back, Darrell Revis held out, came in, he had a hamstring. So I'm thinking a lot of these guys that hold out, they play more quicker than they should. They always have a tendency to get hurt, and then it puts them back and hurts their value for some more in the season because now they're hurt, now they have to rehab, and get themselves back to form before they even play in the game. And it usually takes them a game or two before they're in they're playing form again. So to play them right away is a big mistake. Anyway, let me do this. 15 minutes left in the show. I'm going to call in 347-637-3220. We're talking fantasy football. We're talking running backs, quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends, and IDP.
Well,
I'm sorry. Thank you.
We got another hour, Jerry. So why do you keep saying you only got an hour left in the show? You got an hour left. Remember, it's a two-hour special.
Yeah, but the draft starts an hour in 15 minutes.
Oh,
the draft
you're not
starts
during the draft.
Well, yeah, I'm going to talk during the draft, but I'm just saying that we'll be drafting and we're talking about our draft picks and all too. So yes, I'll be talking through the draft, but I wanted to try to get as much as I can, so we can talk draft in the draft. Anyway,
yes,
talking about running back.
In your draft.
Okay.
Yeah, in the draft, you're going to talk about the draft. I did it. So
anyway,
I know what you're doing, Jerry. I know what you're doing.
Anyway, this is what we're doing. Okay, let me go back for again. Top 10 running backs as I see them right now, as I see them, even when MJD comes back or is back, I still think he's not in the top 10 right now starting the season. Aaron Foster, number one. LeSean McCoy, number two. Ray Rice, number three. Darren McFadden, number four. Chris Johnson, number five. DeMarco Murray, number six. Matt Forte, number seven. Ryan Matthews, number eight. Jamal Charles, number nine. Steven Jackson rounds out number 10. I know I got some people that are online right now, either Black or Vic, may disagree with my top 10. But if you guys do, please chime in on who should be out of the top 10 and who should be included into the top 10.
I have mine, but I'm going to let Black go. Up to Black.
Black?
He looks like he's doing something else. Here's my top 10.
Okay.
Arian Foster,
mm-hmm.
Ray Rice, LeSean McCoy.
Okay.
You can actually flip flop Rice.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I got Chris Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I've got Chris Johnson. I have Run DMC.
Right. Okay. We flip-flopped on him.
Okay.
Then you have who?
Then I've after that, some people might agree, some people might not, but I've got Jamal Charles right there.
Okay. You got a number six. Okay.
Then I throw in your boy Ryan Matthews, even though he's injured. I like
number seven. Okay.
A lot of people don't like this, but I like Doug Martin.
And, really?
Yes. I like him over AP because I got AP next. I like him over AP because he's not injured. He's not coming off an injury. He's a Ray Rice type of back. So I have him ranked higher than him.
Okay.
What are you guys going down? The top 10 running back?
Yes.
In our books. And then I got MJD, only because he's coming back so late.
Okay.
So that's my top.
Black.
As of right
Black.
Now.
Black.
As of right now, I'll probably go either or flip flop. Ryan Foster, Ray Rice, Shady McCoy, Mr. McFadden. I'll go Forte over Chris Johnson. So Forte, then Chris Johnson.
I love him. I can't put him there this year.
I love Forte, but I put him over Chris Johnson. That was my guy last year. And I go maybe, might go Jamal Charles, Marshawn Lynch, and then I'll round it out for DeMarco Murray.
Okay.
I'm going to make a comment. I'm going to make a quick comment. The reason why I didn't put Forte in there is because Michael Bush is going to vulture so many touchdowns from him that I don't think he's going to be in the top one. Marshawn Lynch, I love him, but I don't know if he's going to be that effective, and I can't put a Cowboy in the top 10. Sorry.
You got to throw that aside. This is fantasy football. you got to throw the animosity toward certain teams aside, because you play certain teams on your roster that you would normally play if you were to have your own team. So not a fantasy team. If you would have your own team, you would discount certain players from certain teams because you have an animosity to a division rival. You can't do that in fantasy football. I know people do it. I normally, when I was a fan of a certain team, I never drafted that team because I didn't think any of those players were worthy of getting drafted. I never drafted them. So, but the team I presently on board with, and will be on board with for quite a while, there's a lot of players that I would be on board of drafting because their skill level is so much higher than my prior team. Anyway, let's move on to the wide receivers, okay? The wide receivers going into the regular football season and fantasy season, I see them as this. And I still am not wavering on the guy that I got picked number two because I think I'm proving myself right that he should be number two because he showed it in the preseason. I got Calvin Johnson number one, Julio Jones number two, Larry Fitz three, Andre Johnson four, Dez Bryant five, A.J. Green six, Hakeem Nicks seven, Percy Harvin eight, Steve Smith number nine, and Brandon Lloyd number 10. I know I'm going to get some comments on that. Those top 10, I'll give it to Black first, and then I'll round it off with Vic.
Oh, top 10 wideouts?
Yes.
Oh, man, I would go, of course, Megatron. Probably surprise people here. I think A.J. Green over Larry Fitz. So I go Megatron, A.J. Green, Larry Fitz, Julio Jones, Victor Cruz, Andre Johnson, Roddy White, Brandon Marshall.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm in a mix with him on that. Even though I still believe the Mad Jinx is going to hit Calvin, he still is the number one receiver until he gets injured, so I have him there. Then after that, I have a little bit of difference of opinion from you guys. I like Julio, then I like Victor, then I like AJ, then I like Andre and Larry and Roddy. Also, I got to throw in there Jordy Nelson. I got to throw Jordy Nelson in there only because it looks more and more like, you know, freaking Rodgers loves this guy. And he just loves him for whatever reason. He loves him. So, that's why I got him up there.
I heard all these guys in here, okay? But I didn't hear you even mention Larry Fitz in the top 10.
I mentioned Larry Fitz in the top 10.
Yes, I didn't hear you say. I didn't hear you mention him. That's why I said that.
I had him like at number 7. He had him at like number 6 or 7. He was in the middle of the pack, only because I don't like his situation in Arizona. I know Skelton is the quarterback right now, but that didn't
make a difference. In fact, Skelton threw more to Fitz than Cobb did, and had more completions with Larry Fitzgerald than Cobb did. So, Skelton being the starting quarterback is a better situation for Larry Fitz than if Cobb was a starting quarterback.
Well, again, I just don't like the situation in Arizona. I mean, I honestly, I'm trying to avoid anybody in Arizona if I can. I only draft the Arizona Cardinal by necessity right now. I just don't like the situation there. Fitz isn't on my board as someone I'm targeting, but if he's there and I need, I will get him. You know, but as of right now, I don't have him above a lot of these young guys, even though he's very consistent, regardless of who the quarterback is. I mean, that's the one thing. But, Charlie, you just joined. All right. Now we missed
the
The number one and number two pick aren't here yet, not all three. But you know,
here we go with
AJ,
the freaking auto pick, man. I can't stand auto pick.
Yeah,
you know
I
can't.
I
despise freaking auto pick. These guys don't come in here. And you start getting auto picking. You take the human equation out. The computer starts picking, and it screws up the freaking draft big time, man. I can't stand that. Cannot stand that. I gotten screwed out a couple times because of auto pick. So.
Are you having an issue?
Jeez. I have an issue. Huh?
Go to your tight ends. You got 4 minutes.
Go to my tight ends.
Yes.
Say that. I'm bugging out here. Anyway, in the tight end, the first two you could probably interchange them. I think the one rated number one is probably going to take a step back. The one rated number two is probably going to take a step forward. But let me run down my top 10, and I got a few surprises in here, especially down near the bottom of my top 10. I think you guys are going to get a kick out of this. Anyway, number one is the Gronk from New England, Rob Gronkowski. Number two is Jimmy Graham. Number three is Antonio Gates. Number four is Aaron Hernandez. Number five is JerMichael Finley. Number six is Vernon Davis. Number seven is the other Davis, Fred Davis. Number eight is Jason Witten. Number nine is Kyle Rudolph from Minnesota. And number 10 is Tony Gonzalez from Atlanta. All right, you guys, you heard it. Who wants to jump in there first?
You always got something to say.
Uh-huh.
I got to agree with you now about Witten. I had Witten up in there, you know, at the top three tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
When you actually did the show. But with this spleen thing, and he hasn't been cleared to have any type of contact right now, you're looking at maybe 3 weeks or so before they actually give him that opportunity to go out there and get hit and catch a ball. So his
numbers he's in practice
go down.
Now. Supposedly he's in practice now.
He's in practice, but they can't hit him. They can't touch him.
Right, right.
So, you know, that there's a difference. He can run around and
practice
all day. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, until he's able to take a hit or whatever, I don't want to touch him. I mean, I've seen Jason Witten in the past 3 drafts I've done. Jason Witten has dropped all the way down to, like, I'm serious when I say this, 13th, 14th, 15th round.
Oh, I can
believe
it.
That's how far he's dropped.
Sure, absolutely.
And, you know, it's interesting because he's a great, great talent. But I can agree with you on your picks. Although I would have to throw Dallas Clark in there and Owen Daniels. Honestly, a lot of folks don't realize it, but those two sort of has-beens are still that daggone good.
Well, are you talking about Dallas Clark because of his name or Dallas Clark because of his ability now? And we got another caller in here. Let me bring this caller in and then you can answer it. All right, go ahead and answer it, Vic.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to say it's partly both. Dallas Clark's ability to get open and catch the ball is remarkable. Now, I understand the system he's in. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
But he and Vincent Jackson are going to be red zone targets. I mean, they're going to be red zone targets for Freeman when they try to throw the ball in the red zone. I just like the matchups that they have there and the ability that Greg Schiano has. And I'm going to go on record. I think Greg Schiano is going to win Coach of the Year. So if he does it right, I think that's going to happen.
All right. We have a call in here. Call from the 703. Welcome to the Master Plan. State your name and tell us what you have to say.
All right. From VA.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
No problem. What's up?
I have a couple quick questions, quarterback question and running back question, where I'm thin.
Okay.
I think our draft is completed, and I have RG3 and Cam Newton. I'm thinking I'm going to start Cam right now until RG3 proves to be a safer pick and not compare the matchup every week, and I was wondering what you guys thought about that. Just kind of should I compare the matchup week to week, or should I stick with Cam? And on my running back, I'm looking a little thin. I have David Wilson got scooped up kind of low in the draft, but I got Alfred Morris that I picked up off the waiver wire for Washington, and then I got Jamal Charles, and that is about it at running back. Wonder what you guys think about that, if I should try to go for a trade, because I also have Russell Wilson. I'm in a 14-team league, and I scooped up Russell Wilson, who was still on the waiver wire as soon as he was named. So.
Well, in my opinion,
your show, I'll let you take it.
I'll take the quarterback, Vic. You take the running back. How's that? We'll split this up.
That's easy.
In my opinion, I would roll with Cam Newton, and hold on to RG3, and also use Russell Wilson to try to pick up another running back. He's hot right now, so I would try to do it before the first game, because you never know what may happen. So I would dangle Russell Wilson out there and maybe another player to try to pick up a decent running back to back up who I think Vic is going to tell you to play in your running backs. Vic, take the running backs.
Of course, you're going to start Jamal Charles. Okay, you got that. Now, Alfred Morris is in the mix to get some playing time in D.C. I take it you're a Redskins fan. I am, too. You're in the Virginia area, and I think that's a good move as a sleeper, because I think Roy Helu's is his tendonitis in his ankles or wherever it is. It's going to hurt him, and Evan Royster is a beast, but he gets injured. So Morrison will get some time. But I really, really think you're weak at that position. You're extremely weak. So you need to find a way, like Jerry said, to acquire another running back, man. I don't know if you have a receiver. I don't know if you have a tight end. But how many teams are in the league? 12?
14 in our league.
14? Wow. Okay, how many running backs do you guys start?
Two. And we have one flex where we can go with a tight end. I have Kobe Fleener and a tight end, and see who else. Brent Celek. And then I'm stacked, I think, at receiver. I have Kendall Wright, A.J. Green, Santana Moss, who was the last pick in the draft. It's my last pick, and I was like the second to last guy. I got Antonio Brown, Brandon Lloyd.
Okay, you're going to have to trade some of that top talent to get a decent running back.
Yep.
You're going to have to, you know. It's unfortunate. It is what it is.
Yep.
I really think you need to find a better running mate for Jamal Charles. I'd go on the waiver wire, look for Jacquez Rogers. He's going to be doing some stuff down there in Atlanta, a lot more than Michael Turner. I'd look at seeing if you can get like a Willis McGahee or something like that. Dude, you need help at that position. That's the bottom line.
Right.
Sorry
okay.
to say that, but you need That's to right. do some of your wide receivers to like get a Darren Sproles, get a decent player. I think you get Chris Johnson. Now you're going to follow up with Jamal Charles or Run DMC. I know you're going to do it, Jerry. Just go ahead. We're doing a draft right now, caller. So I'm very upset. I traded my first-round pick to this guy. I knew it, you mother-father sister-brother.
Yes.
I knew I shouldn't have traded it to you, but it's okay. It's okay. I got your second and your third, and I got back-to-back picks. But it's okay. It's okie-dokie. Anyway, I'm sorry to go off like that, my friend. You caught us in the middle of a draft, and right now I traded my first and sixth-round pick for his second and third, so I'll have back-to-back picks in the second, and he won't pick until the fourth round. But it's
running
crazy.
Back. Trading. Go ahead.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Trade
okay.
one of those top receivers. I would say – you said you had A.J. Green and Julio Jones?
Yeah, I have
Who do
Green
you have
and
receiver?
I have Green, Brandon Lloyd, Kendall Wright, who I know is kind of unproven. I have Antonio Brown, Santana Moss, Lance Moore. I have Lance Moore as well. So.
This is what I suggest you do.
I would say you should trade Lloyd and try to pick up a very good running back for him, because a lot of people are like, well, Lloyd and Brady are going to be a big combination. I think that Lloyd's going to have a good year, but not that great of a year. You can find a decent running back if you put Lloyd out there. You have Green and the other cat at wide receiver.
Antonio Brown, he has.
Antonio Brown. Those would be your starting two wide receivers, in my opinion. So that's what I would do. That's what I would do.
I have Russell Wilson, the guy in my league that has Matt Flynn actually as his backup, and I have Russell Wilson right now. So,
well, see, if he has a running back, you may want to package Russell Wilson and one of those wide receivers to try to get a running back from him. So if he's strong in running back, that's the way to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
All right. Thanks
now,
a lot.
Form between two players. You're welcome, my friend. You're welcome.
Good luck.
Two players, dude.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for the call, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Do I want this guy or don't want the other guy? This is going to suck big time if I get this guy and it doesn't pan out. But then if I get this guy, we'll roll this way.
Don't do it. If you got to second guess it, that's a big mistake. Big mistake. Your first pick is this that guy. That's a big mistake. I would have never gone that way.
My first pick of seven was Darren McFadden.
That's a good pick. Where are you at? Yeah. Number seven?
Number seven.
In a 20-team league?
In a 20-team league.
Somebody's cussing you out right now.
Yeah, I'm getting cussed out in the chat right now.
Okay, Black. This is what we had. I traded Victor. I think he recapped it, but we made a trade. He always likes to trade draft picks before we do a draft, and I'm sure to accommodate him every time he wants to do it. So I had the seventh pick in this draft, and he had the sixth pick. So I traded my second and third round pick, which is the I forget what number it was. I forget what pick it was. It was the second and third round pick in this. And he gave me his sixth pick, and his sixth round pick, and his eighth round pick. Am I right about that?
No. You got my first overall pick, which was the number six overall. And then you got
right.
the sixth round pick, which is my 55th overall.
Right. I thought there were three and three that we went back and forth with.
No. Remember, that was when we had 12 teams in the league.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay. You're right. So, yes, we traded picks. My next pick won't be until the sixth round, because I have two picks in the sixth round. So with my two first picks, sixth and seven, back-to-back, I picked up Chris Johnson and Darren McFadden.
Bastard.
Wow, that's nice.
It's okay.
Nice.
I knew he was going to do that. But with his picks, with his first pick, I picked up Jamaal Charles with my pick. Then I picked up AP with his pick.
And ironically, in my league, Chris Johnson went 17 and Jamaal Charles went number 18.
Yeah,
wow.
So that's about the same time. That's the same, because I got him at, 14 and 15. So it's about the same. But the thing is, I was thinking either Forte or AP, because I don't know how much AP is going to get, but I know he's gonna be running this year. I know that Forte is going to get vultured. That's the only reason why I didn't go after Forte.
Well, I understand that, but you understand that you got two running backs that are coming off of ACLs, one with a late ACL injury and one with an early ACL injury. Now, I agree with you with the early ACL, but you're rolling the dice with your RB2.
I know. And that's why I'm looking. I got a couple other players that I got in mind, and you know that it's going to be kind of difficult to get some of these players. But, I mean, I got a plan in place. We'll see what happens.
Man, so what do you guys suggest? My second-round pick number 14 is coming around. Should I go another running back, or should I go ahead and hop on the quarterback?
What quarterbacks have been taken and what are available? Let me put it that way.
Let me see here. So far gone off the board, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Cam Newton, Matthew Stafford, Eli Manning. Yeah, those guys are gone so far.
I would take it. In my opinion, I would take another running back because all the top tier quarterbacks are gone now, and you'd be better off taking a running back or is this a PPR?
Yeah,
it's a PPR. Second round. I would probably go for a running back if there's a real good running back out there or a top wide receiver. Quarterback, I'd wait a little bit on it more on the quarterback because the simple fact is the top ones are gone. So all the other ones are pretty much on a level playing field. I mean, you got some scrubs out there, but for the most part, they're all.
I'll let you know what's up right now. Ryan Matthews, Trent Richardson, Andre Johnson, Steven Jackson, Greg Jennings.
Steven Jackson. Steven Jackson. Steven Jackson.
Well, I'm going to tell you who I picked with Jerry's pick, because I was going to go one route, but then I decided not to. I got
Jimmy Graham.
Victor Cruz with my pick, and I got Rob Gronkowski.
Okay.
With Jerry's pick.
Wow. Well, that's a nice pick, man. I'm impressed.
Well, I had to change it up. I had to change it up because I saw that there was Doug Martin got taken. I wanted Doug Martin. He got taken.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I was going to get Doug Martin and one of the receivers. And then I said, you
mm-hmm.
know what, let me get two receivers. Then I said, you know what, let me go ahead and get Gronk. Nobody touched him.
Wow. I'm impressed.
So,
we'll see what happens. Doug Martin was stolen. Is that what you had to say
yeah.
about that? Wow.
Yes, he
okay.
was stolen. Like a thief in the night.
Well, there's been a lot of, you know, that DJ Ware.
You're right.
You know that DJ Ware that was cut by the Giants signed with the Tampa Bay Bucks. I don't know if anybody knows that or not. And
well,
supposedly
that's the end of LeGarrette Blount.
And supposedly LeGarrette Blount is on the trading block. So
yep.
it all depends on who picks up LeGarrette Blount. And then we'll see what happens from there. But that should be very interesting, what's happening in Tampa Bay about the running back carousel being how quick things turn around once the final cuts come about and these teams start
oh, yeah.
or players start getting going from one team to the next. I have to wait and you'll
well,
have to wait and see.
A lot of
folks
are. Because, you know, they didn't get cut by Friday. They're not going to get cut or traded. And that's the mistake that folks make. They're like, oh, yeah, I made it. No, you can
no.
still get cut and or traded.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The first game had to start it. I can't believe this. This is the third. This is the fourth round. Fourth round I'm picking this guy up. Fourth round. And I'm picking up Julio
damn
Jones.
It, damn it, you stole him just in front of me. You stole him just in front
fourth
of me.
Fourth round.
You're a whore, Jerry. You're a fucking whore. But that's okay. That's okay. I
fourth
had him queued up.
Black.
You
Black, the number two wide receiver. I got rated, and I picked him up in the fourth round.
That's,
I cannot believe it.
Shut up. Because I had him queued up.
I know you did. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
I
don't know that now. I got the third.
Julio
in the seventh pick in the third. Macklin, Colson, Matty Ice, Brandon Lloyd, Antonio Brown, Austin Miles, Antonio Gates, Michael Vick, Eric Decker, Dez Bryant, Aaron Hernandez, Brother Davis.
Hurt squad for real, man.
What about you? You said you had Antonio Brown there?
Antonio Brown is still available.
Dude, I got the Hurt squad at running back.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
What's your next pick? Look for a quarterback, Black. I think you'll probably be in the fifth round or fourth round.
Oh, over Macklin and Carlson. You say Antonio Brown?
Oh, no.
Over who and Colston?
Macklin and
Colston. And Colston. And Brandon Lloyd.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Antonio Brown, yeah. He's going to get the most targets, guy. He's going to get the most targets. I mean, Macklin's due for a letdown this year, I'm sorry to tell you. He's not going to be that guy that everybody thinks he's going to be.
I can't believe I got
Julio. Yeah, I was trying to get Julio.
In the fourth?
He jumped in front of me. Bastard.
Wow.
You're an
wow.
Jerry.
Come on, man. Let me put it this way. People,
ball.
If you're out there, I rated Julio Jones the number two wide receiver in my rankings. And if you can pick him up in the fourth round like I did, that's tremendous, in my opinion.
You're
tremendous value.
You're in a 10-team league. Shut it up.
That's tremendous value, man. He's a rated. Right behind Calvin Johnson, I got him rated, and I picked him up in the fourth round. That's tremendous value. That's unheard of. Unheard of. And I knew he wasn't going to go past the fourth round, and I had to pick him up. So, Vic, I want to thank you.
Shit.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I
want
to thank you.
I want you
that's
to
all
shut
I can
up.
Tell you.
That's what I want you to do.
This, you know what? Never humble. Always talking.
Always talking.
I said last year, and I'll say it again in the draft this year. I'm going to win this league again.
Yeah,
again.
You're winning squat douche.
Again.
Squat-douche.
I'm going to win this league again. I got
squat-douche, Jerry.
Two stud running backs and a stud wide receiver, and I'm only and I didn't even have a second and third round pick. Hello.
Shut up, sir. Shut up.
Hello.
Hello.
It's all part
Hello,
of the, so,
Hello.
All part of the master plan. All part of the master plan. And now we're Pac Pros just picked, and now we're into the fifth round. And who will I take? Ah, they took that guy.
Oh, man.
Mudrise is moving faster than Mudrise.
Yes,
well,
believe it or not. Believe it or not, it is, Black. I'm surprised.
You have 10, dude.
Huh?
We have 10. You have 20.
Oh, you have 10? Oh, okay, that's what's going
yeah,
on.
We only have, yeah, we only have 10 teams here. Man, it is moving pretty quick. Ooh, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Am I going to pick this guy up, too?
Yeah, I need a quarterback.
Am I going to pick this guy up, too? Am I going to pick this guy up, too?
Come on. Calm down. Calm down, Victor. Calm down, Victor. Come on. It's only fantasy.
It's only fantasy.
People, all I can tell you is that the draft is going pretty quickly, more quickly than I thought it would, but that's fine. And he took the – oh, no, I would have never done that. Anyway, I'll take this guy.
What you would have done.
Thank you very much, Antonio Brown. Welcome to Never Humble.
Antonio Brown.
Huh? I'm
always talking. And I don't get to pick until the damn seventh.
And let me put it this way. Let me see who we have here. Anyway, now we're into the near the end of the fifth round, going into the sixth round, where I have two picks, one of which is from Mr. Gardner. My team right now. No, I'm not rubbing it in. It's a fact. You took my second and third. I took your sixth overall pick, and then I have my pick in the sixth round that I got from you. I have Chris Johnson, Darren McFadden, Julio Jones, and Antonio Brown starting my team off. Victor, you care to say who you have in your team right now?
I have Matt Ryan, Jamal Charles, Adrian Peterson, Victor Cruz, Rob Gronkowski, and Ryan Matthews right now.
Okay.
And all the players I want to get taken off the board, but it's okay because I made that deal with you.
Well,
why did you make that deal? Why did you
well,
make
because
that
I like
deal?
To have back-to-back
picks.
Like
because
you like to have back-to-back picks?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't mind sacrificing a pick in the first round if I can get four picks within the next two rounds, and plus keep my fourth round pick. So I can pick quality players at that point. It's just I'm going to miss out on a big, big stud in the first round. Like Jerry said, a lot of players have fallen, and all the players that he's taken, Jerry and I are back-to-back. I picked before him in certain rounds. He picked before me in certain rounds. That one time we got Julio, I was trying to get Julio. He was picking in front of me. So, you know, the players he's targeting are the same players I'm targeting. And it just so happens that he's getting them before I get to them. Little bastard. It's okay.
I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to tell you because...
you really don't know what's happening.
I'm sorry. I apologize, Mr. Gardner. I really apologize.
No, you don't. Okay.
I really apologize.
Number eight
is on my squad. Number eight is on my squad. And let me do
with?
This. Let me do this. Oh, he's here? Hey.
Hey, he's here.
Welcome. Welcome to my team because he's gonna be better than I thought he would be.
Steven Ridley, you got
yes.
Steven Ridley? I would
absolutely, okay. Absolutely, yes.
He's hurt, dude.
I've read some information on Mr. Ridley, and as long as he can keep his keep the ball in his hands, Mr. Ridley should have a pretty good year. So, and he's my backup, which is no problem. I got the two studs, and I got a decent backup, which is fine by me. And
right,
I'm not
all right,
done.
Guys, all right, guys. I'm coming up round four, 14. I still see Demaryius Thomas on the board. I still see Jermichael Finley on the board, along with Vincent
Don't touch
Jackson.
With who?
What's that?
Along with Vincent Jackson.
Vincent Ooh. Jackson. Well, I would say I wouldn't touch Finley. I like Vincent Jackson. I know Jerry doesn't because of the system that they're running in Tampa Bay, but I like him. And who's the other guy you said?
Demaryius Thomas.
With the Peyton Manning.
That's interesting because Manning loves Decker. He'll go to Demaryius, but he loves Decker, man. He loves Decker.
I would go Vincent Jackson, Black, probably. I would have to agree with Vic on that one. Vincent Jackson's got a better skill level than the other two.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Finley.
I'm surprised Deshaun Jackson ain't up there.
What other tight ends are available? I mean, you could take them if
Fred
you like,
Davis.
But
Fred Davis.
And how far before your next pick?
Let me just I come back and I take. I picked seventh in the fifth round, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. About 11 picks away. I think I'm gonna go fifth round.
Have you picked your quarterback up yet?
I haven't picked the quarterback yet.
What round you in?
We're approaching the fifth, end of the fourth now. We're on pick four, number 17.
You better start thinking about a quarterback, because there's gonna be probably slim pickings after. After the sixth round.
As a matter of fact, let me check the quarterbacks right now, see who's available. Phillip Rivers, Robert Griffin, Ben Roethlisberger, Andrew Luck, Jake Locker, Freeman, Palmer, Dalton. Oh, my boy Dalton.
Somebody's listening to the show, dude, because Vincent just got snatched up. Bitches. You know what? That's the bad thing about having a player in the goddamn on the front page. These assholes are probably listening to us right now. I still love y'all.
I wouldn't doubt it. Hey, that's fine. I mean, it's not affecting me. I don't know why it should be affecting you. You should take it as a compliment, Mr. Gardner. Take it as a compliment that someone's listening to you and listening to what you
yes,
have
they
to say.
Yes, just stole Eric Decker from me, too. You sons of bitches need to stop this shit. You know what? I'm removing the player from the league page. Y'all will not have the opportunity. Screw you, Duke. Screw you, D. Screw you, Wayne. All you motherfuckers.
Oh, man. I've never heard you talk like this, Mr. Gardner.
Man,
are you
it,
getting
it,
that
you
upset?
Yes. This sounds like angry black man.
Every player I wanted to get, these sons of bitches just took. I mean, every freaking receiver I wanted to get, these sons of bitches took.
Fuck. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Things will be okay. Trust me. There's plenty of players out there for you to grab. All you have to do is apply yourself, and it'll come to you. Trust me. It's
who,
there.
Who do you like, Roethlisberger or Dalton? I like Dalton.
Well, you like Dalton. Todd Haley, I like his offense. And Roethlisberger's flourishing on offense. So, who do I want here? Who do I want? I'll take this guy. I got him up there because I don't want to lose this guy. There we go. Thank you. Denarius Moore, absolutely. I like him a lot.
He's all right, but I wouldn't have got him.
He's fine. That's fine. No problem. Well, you pick... before me and after me. So you picked before me,
yeah.
and you picked up
Pierre Garçon. I forgot Pierre Garçon.
Okay, I wouldn't.
What can I tell you?
And there's some players out here. Wow.
Yeah.
And we're in the eighth round. We're going into the eighth round.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, somebody took Robert Griffin over
Roethlisberger. Well, somebody likes Robert Griffin III. He's a dual threat. So, running and throwing the ball. So.
Yeah, it's my pick now. I got Roethlisberger, Luck, Locker, Freeman, Palmer, Dalton, Fitzpatrick,
well,
Smith, Ponder, Bradford.
All depends who you like. I would go between Dalton and Roethlisberger. In my opinion, I would take Roethlisberger. But you like Dalton,
I love Dalton, man.
I think it's Roethlisberger because Dalton isn't working with much out there, guy. Seriously. I would get Roethlisberger. I mean, at least you know what he's working with.
But who am I? Let me see. I got three running backs, three wide receivers. who do I want to take now? Let me see here. Anyway, you know what? I think I'll take this guy because he's going to get decent touches. And
he's going to get decent touches.
Let
me ask you, how did you guys have the defenses like?
As far as individual, we do IDPs and some defenses. I mean, are you talking about overall defenses or what?
Overall defenses, yeah. There are no IDPs.
I mean, who's out there? I can tell you.
Everybody's out there. There's no one picked me yet.
Okay, let me take this guy.
I would say, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I'll take this guy. I like him a lot, so I'll take him. Okay. What was the question, Black? I'm sorry.
Team defense.
Who do I have team defense ranked?
Yeah.
From 1 to 10?
Everybody's out there. Yeah, 1 to 5, I guess.
1 to 5? Let me see. Who would I go... I like the, believe it or not, and I'm not being a homer, but I like the Texans a lot. I think they're only going to get better. To me, that the Steelers are going to be taking a step back. I think they're an older team. I even think the Ravens are an older team. I don't. They have individual players. I don't think they're going to be as good as they were when they were younger. They're an older defense too. I don't know how Vic feels about it, but. I really like the Texans. I like the Bears. The Eagles are going to be pretty good, and the Seahawks are going to be pretty good. And even though the offense is bad, I do like the Jets' defense. So
I like Houston at number one and the 49ers, and then a few other
players. Yes, I'm sorry, I forgot those. Yeah.
Personally, Houston is going to get extremely better.
Mm-hmm.
Their back seven has put up their their back four and put up to their front seven. And second year, Wade Phillips' defense is a very, very good thing, in my opinion. I see them being a formidable group. The Jets, that's the only good thing about the Jets, their defense.
Right.
The problem is they're going to have an uphill battle because they're going to be on the field a lot, man, seriously. If you can sneak in and wait, get the Seahawks. The Seahawks are one of the teams that a lot of folks don't think about because...
Yeah,
right.
I had them on the mind, but I'm like, I don't see anybody going deep yet, so I'm going to just wait and try to snatch up one of these receivers if they're around. They've got Kenny Brown, David Braden, Tony O'Holmes, Nate Washington, Crabtree, Kendall Wright, Jonathan Baldwin, Alshon Jeffrey, Doug Baldwin, Daddy Amendola, and Nate Burleson.
That's who you have, or that's who's left?
That's what's left right now. And I know Kenny Britt has the one-game suspension.
I would not get Kenny Britt because he has two bad knees and the suspension. That kid is, he just had surgery like three times on his knees. San Antonio Holmes, he's the only thing the Jets have downfield, but they can't seemingly pass the ball.
Nate Wise.
If you can find Kendall, I like Nate, but I like Kendall Wright better.
Kendall Wright is there, yeah. Kendall Wright is there. Ryan Jonathan Baldwin.
I would get those with John Baldwin from Kansas City. I'd get Kendall Wright and John Baldwin out of all that. I know San Antonio is the number one guy. I got it. But I don't trust their offense, their passing offense. I don't trust the Jets' offense, period. You know, so it is what it is. I think there's a lot more out there than you see because it's deep at wide receiver this year. Like right now, I'm going to get a guy I haven't picked up ever, but I'm going to pick him up now, Darius Heyward Bey, because when I saw him live make that catch, I was like, damn. Carson Palmer, he isn't that good of a quarterback nowadays. He's not. But Heyward Bey has improved drastically, in my opinion, over the past couple of years. So... That's what I would do.
Probably.
Let me see. Who should I take this time, Vic? Who should I take this time? You know what? I'm going down the highway and going to Blacksburg. I'm going to the D.C. area and going to pick up Bob.
You want to pick up Bob? You mother, father, sister, bro. That's okay, because I got Jay Cutler as my backup, and I think Jay Cutler's going to have a superb year. So he and Matt Ryan are my quarterbacks, and I think that's a pretty good mix.
So my two quarterbacks are Matt Schaub and Robert Griffin III.
I mean, you've got good players there, man. I mean, I'm not knocking your players at all. I personally wouldn't have got RG3 at that point. That's just me. Because he could have been.
If
like
you
four.
Think a player may be taken in the next round or so, in my philosophy, I reach for a player. So I reach for this player.
Because you still got Andy Dalton out there, Joe Flacco,
Palmer,
Sam Brett. What I'm saying is, I don't think RG3 would have been taken so early above Dalton, Flacco, or Braffer, or Palmer, or even Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Marquee name.
I got you.
Marquee name.
That's okay.
The master plan is in effect. And talking, never humble, and always talking. And then I'm coming back with this one. And I knew you're going to enjoy this one.
I
have no problem.
I'm going to punch you in the jaw and spit down your throat.
I
don't want you to do.
I have no problem picking this guy up. I had him sitting up, queued up here, and I'm wondering if he's going to get to me. Because
two people ahead of you. Who is it?
Two people, Dog Pound and Respect none, respect few and fear none. What are they going to do? Because the fact is, if they don't do it, I'm going to do it. I tell you that right now. I'm telling you right now. I had them queued up.
It better not be what I want to do, Jerry. I'm telling you. If it is what I want to do, I'm going to be mad at you.
I'm going to have it queued up. I have it queued up for the last two rounds. That's why I picked Robert Griffin III when I picked him up, because I'm picking this guy up in this round.
Cool. Voice or over.
And I already had talked about him, that he's going to get a decent amount of carries. So you know who I'm talking about. I said that a round or two before this. So I had him queued up a few rounds waiting for the fact that he's right here.
Motherfucker. I ain't worried about Peyton Hillis. You can have Peyton, because I'm going to take this dude right here.
Have fun with him.
Donald Brown's a good pick. Trust me. He's an all-purpose back, and he doesn't get hurt, and he's going to help out your boy Luck out there. But I'm mad at Duke, because Duke stole my damn defense, you little fucker.
Who?
He got me cursing, man. I don't need to be cursing.
Who stole your defense?
Yeah, you're
Duke stole Texas.
Well, he must be listening.
Of course
he must.
Is.
I'm telling you, he must be listening.
Of course he is, man. Of course.
He's got to be listening. So, I don't know what to tell you.
It's all good.
You know, I'll take old reliable here.
Did you tell them that Roger Craig was still available?
No. I got a few guys here that that I want to take that reliable guys. So I think he may be listening. Who is that? Respect Few, Fear
Duke.
None? Is that who you're talking about, Beck?
That's Duke. Yeah, that's Duke. Duke, you just bought a house. You just bought a mansion and had it all pimped out. You don't need this money. Step off.
Wow. How many rounds do we have in this? 18 rounds?
18 rounds. We're already on round 11.
Wow, okay. I wish I was in your guys' drive.
So while we got a minute here, why don't we recap your team right now, who you have, starting from the quarterback and work down.
Sure. Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, Vincent Jackson, Kendall Wright, Darren McFadden, Steven Jackson.
Who's that other running back?
Okay.
Darren McFadden and Steven Jackson.
I like your team.
Talk to me, Vic.
I like your team so far. I'm the walking wounded over here. Matt Ryan, Jamal Charles, Adrian Peterson, Victor Cruz, Pierre Garçon, Rob Gronkowski, Ryan Matthews, Jay Cutler, Darius Haywood Bay, and Donald Brown.
Oof, that's brutal. Anyway,
yeah, it is. I know.
Let me run down what I have here. I have Matt Schaub, Chris Johnson, Darren McFadden, Julio Jones, Antonio Brown, Brandon Pettigrew, Stephen Ridley, Denarius Moore, Robert Griffin III, and Peyton Hillis. Murderer's Row.
You have a good team, Jerry, but I tell you what, I don't think you're going to be as good as you think you're going to be.
Okay.
If that makes
no problem.
Sense.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to beat that good.
Nope.
The reason why I say that, the reason why I say that is because, damn, Brian Cushing too. Can y'all let a dude live?
I'm listening.
Well, the reason why I say that is because, with the 10-team league, about everybody's team is going to be somewhere around the same. Even the worst team is going to be somewhat good. Like my team, I'm not too thrilled about my team, but it's a good enough team to compete every week. I mean, granted.
Are you still a Brent Celek lover?
Am I a what?
A Brent Celek.
Brent Celek. Yes,
no,
I am.
I'm not like, I don't. Who do you have other than Brent Celek?
Jacob Timey, Jared Cook, Greg Olsen, Owen Daniels.
Greg Olsen.
Owen Daniels, too. And he got Owen Daniels there, too, dude. I'd get Owen. But Greg Olsen is cool because if you Cam Newton's going to love
Newton,
him a lot.
Cam Newton loves Greg Olsen.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I said.
All right, let's hope nobody's listening. I'm still 4 picks away.
You took the Steelers, D. Okay.
Yes,
that's all right. You can take this. I'm going this route. I'm going down to the DMV area again.
Somebody took Greg Olsen.
You mother
London Fletcher,
brother. I had him queued. I had that dude queued, man. I had him queued.
You should have known. I said oh reliable. You said I'm gonna take old reliable. And who's old reliable but London Fletcher? Absolutely.
He's Mickey Ficky Mickey Walkers.
Hey, you know what? I tell you, I'm a quick learner, and I'm learning these IDPs. What happened?
Well, you picked the wrong one, then, Jay. I'm gonna tell you right now, you missed out on two guys. Well, you're coming back up, but you missed out on two guys at that position. And see, Jason Witten just went at the end of the 11th round.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's crazy. But
yeah, that is crazy. That is crazy. And see, that's just a wait and see because he's probably his second tight end. He's not his first tight end.
This is what I have left. Brent Salek, Jacob Timey, Jared Cook, Owen Daniels, Dustin Keller, Kyle Rudolph, Kobe Fleeman.
Ooh.
I say Owen Daniels is the best out of there.
Owen Daniels,
damn,
yeah.
Another one of my players is taken.
Owen Daniels.
Yeah. I like Owen better.
All right, you know what? I'm going to go and do I want to do this or do I want to do this? You know, I like this guy, but Vic, what seems to be the problem here? What
I'm
seems to be the problem
shit.
Here?
I'm tired of you winning. I'm tired of you winning.
What seems to be the problem here? Do I want this? Yeah, I think I want to take this guy. No. Yeah, I take this guy. What the heck? I like to go to Missouri. So we'll take this guy.
You better not go to Missouri. You go to Missouri, me and you're gonna fight, guy. You go to Missouri, you and I are gonna fight for real. We're gonna fight for real. Don't go to Missouri, dude. Don't go to Missouri, but we're gonna fight.
I'm going to Kansas City. I'm going to Kansas City.
Hey Duke, grab him. Grab him, Duke. Grab him.
I'm telling you right now.
Grab him,
if
dude.
You don't grab him, I'm grabbing him. It's probably not the same one I'm thinking about, but I'm grabbing him. I got old reliable. I want my man.
You're
Derek
a cock
Johnson.
Sucker, dude. You are a cock.
What?
Cock. That's who I had queued up. Son of a bitch, you.
Man.
Wow.
Black, do you
hey,
you hear this?
The,
I have
on the
never
Sunday, on the Sunday. Oh,
I know.
I have never ever heard Vic talk like this.
Wow.
That the venom that's coming, that's being spewed out of your mouth, is alarming.
Because I'm upset. I'm upset that you keep snatching every player I want before you get to them. I'm very upset by that. Extremely upset.
Okay.
I apologize to the listeners. I really do. But this is really, really peeing me off.
Let me put it this way. I'm forewarning you right now. I'm going to the West Coast to pick up my next player. I'm going to the Northwest to pick up my next player.
You getting Wilson? I know you.
I'm going to the Northwest.
Oh no, you're not. No, you're not. You better not. You better freaking not.
You have to pick before me. So I'm telling you, I'm giving you forewarning. I'm going to the Northwest to pick up my next player.
All right. That's,
okay.
I'll accept that.
It's up to you. Up to you. To take care of it. Otherwise, I'm picking this guy up.
I never should have gave you IDP help. Just like Rick James said, they never should have gave Eddie Murphy money. I never should have gave you IDP help. I'm going to stomp on your couch. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, let me put it this way. I have two guys, and I'm absolutely in love with both of these guys. And if you don't take one, me settling for the other guy is just as well. I don't care. So I'm going to the Northwest first, but I may still stay over in the West Coast.
Reroute your trip.
I'm going to the Northwest. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you now. I'm going to the Northwest. That's all I can help and tell you. And I'm trying to give you a leg up, trying to help you, trying to calm you, put some inner peace into your mind, and stop spewing the venom that is coming out of your mouth.
Oh my God.
So you know what you should do? You should listen.
Are you kidding me?
4:30 or 4:30 on Tuesday.
Did you see somebody just stole them, right? You see somebody just stole them. Shut up, Jerry. Stop talking.
Wow.
You're listening.
Wow. There are people listening. There are people listening.
Jeez.
That's okay, because I this guy is just as well. That's all right. Thank you very much.
Jerry, Tyvon Branch. You got Tyvon?
Yes. Okay. I'm happy with Tyvon Branch. Thank you very much.
Man. Dude, we got to stop talking. These cats are really listening to the show.
You think so, huh? You really think
numbers.
So? Black, let me tell you something. They are definitely listening to the show.
I'm only around 8.
And I do have another caller from the 703. Let me jump on this guy and see what we got here.
That's probably the kid that we were just talking to.
Yeah, caller from the 703. Welcome to the Welcome to the Master Plan. This is JT with Vic and Black. What you got?
Hey, JT, thanks again, guys, in advance. It's me. I have one other quick question. I'm running back. I'm so thin, and I don't know if you guys had advised me to start Morris over David Wilson. I have Alfred Morris in right now, and then Jamal
Charles. Wilson and Jamal Charles until you find another running back. And Jamal Charles. The reason why I say that is because Alfred Morrison is a very solid back, but they're starting Evan Royster. Morris, that kid deserves a start, but he won't. At least I don't think they're going to start him. So that's my take on it.
I'm from the East Coast. Check this out. Now the Giants start Ahmad Bradshaw. David Wilson is going to be coming in to spur Ahmad Bradshaw. Ahmad Bradshaw is a injury-prone back, so David Wilson is going to get some carries early on. But I foresee once the Giants see how well David Wilson is plays, that he's going to substantially take away carries from Ahmad Bradshaw, and especially if Ahmad Bradshaw is not healthy, and he's historically hasn't been a healthy back. So I would start David Wilson, because when you're dealing with the Shanahans, you never know what happened. You never know who's going to play. And who's going to sit the whole game? So
you think Wilson will get in that first week, though? Get some.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Wilson will get in and play. I wouldn't be surprised if Wilson scores, because
right.
Bradshaw, he's sort of nicked up right now as it is. He's their starter, but like Jerry said, Wilson's going to supplant him. There's a reason why he was drafted in the first round above Doug Martin. There's a reason, and it's not
right.
So he can sit on the bench and collect the paycheck.
Right. Okay. And you know Royster is starting for sure, because they were talking.
That's the word coming out of here, my friend. You never know, because Roy Helu finished out the year great, but he's been battling injuries. I took your boy Kendall Wright, Jerry. I just heard him come off your board.
That's all right. I took Titus Young.
But the thing is, you have to be careful when you draft a Redskin running back. You really do. Right now, Mike Shanahan. Because just like he found Landis Gary, he found all these other guys, he'll find you. He'll put you in, use you for a couple of years, and then trade you and get some big picks, which I like. But Morris, to me, I would go Morris, Helu, and Royster. I love Royster, though. But Morris is the more complete back. He's a rookie. That's the only difference, that he's a freaking rookie. You know what
I mean? He's got a little He has a little more all-around package than Royster, right?
Exactly. So, you know, but right now, Royster's slated at the top spot. If you go to the Redskins webpage, he's listed
right.
as a first-teamer. You know, and you can read into it if you want, but, you know, that's what I see.
Okay.
You know?
At my flex spot, I have Antonio Brown and Green in there starting. At my flex spot, would you throw Brandon Lloyd in there over Kendall Wright, Lance Moore?
I will put Lloyd. I will keep Lloyd in there mainly because Lloyd is the guy right now. He's the guy over there.
Yeah.
At receiver, I like what Wright can do and might do, but you don't know what he's going to do. You understand what I'm saying? Let me get this player real quick. But, it all depends on who you want, my friend. I can't tell you who to get if you're not sure, you know? I would play Lloyd. That's
over Lance Moore. Okay.
Yes, that's what I would do. I'm stuck between picking this person and that person, but if I get this person, I'm pissed off. I can't get him because he's another. Yeah, I can.
Time's ticking away.
Ryan Williams is still available in my draft. What y'all think about Ryan Williams?
I like Ryan Williams. I like him. I think he's going to take Beanie Wells' job. Because Beanie's going to get hurt again. And they've already said that he's going to split some time with Beanie.
Call from 703. You got anything else for us?
I'm okay. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good weekend.
No problem. Good luck.
I want to apologize for my language, my vulgar language on the show today. That's definitely not me. Call from 703. I'm just crazy today.
No worries. I know you guys are excited. The draft is. I'm done with ours. It's fun.
We're playing for $1,000. So we're playing for
$1,000.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
All right, man. Take care and good luck.
Good luck, brother.
All right. Vic, if you look down on the chat, Louisiana Kunasses is listening.
I know.
He is definitely listening. Louisiana Kunasses, you are listening, and Vic is not happy with you.
I'm not happy with none of you kind of bitches. None of you assholes. Y'all killing me. That's what y'all doing. I'm sending you to an early freaking grave.
Is that right? Come on, Vic.
Come on, Vic. Whatever.
You got to be kidding me.
Who,
I'm not saying
Anderson?
I'm not saying a word. I am
this
not
position,
saying.
This ain't what position, I'm, dude. And I... If you tell them
No. Louisiana Kunasses is listening, and who God knows who else is listening. I am not saying a word. No. Yes.
Just say it.
Yes.
Man.
No.
Just say it.
No. It's not happening. It's not happening because my blood pressure is not going to go up because I blurted out something. Like I said, in one of my don'ts. Don't say somebody you want when your pick hasn't come up yet.
All right, well, your pick is coming up real soon. And Louisiana's got five. Who did he pick? Darryl Washington. Okay. That's a good
mm-hmm.
pick there. That's a good
yeah,
pick.
That's a real good pick. And I'm waiting for Dog Pound and Respect Few and Fear None before I have to say anything.
Duke's going to wait till like 1 second left to make his pick. He just wants you to talk because we can't have dead air.
Guess what? Welcome. So sorry, Vic. You suck anyway. That's what. Anyway, my boy, the boy you talked about earlier, in the 16th round, Owen Daniels is on my team. Hello.
Have him, man. I already got Gronk, so you can have him.
I got Brandon Pettigrew and Owen Daniels as my backup. Oh, man.
See, the thing about me, I don't have to worry about a backup till like week 9, week 10. So I'm not going to get a guy to just leave him on my bench right now. Right now, I don't know why this guy's still out there, especially on the team that he's on, but I'm going to pick him. I mean, I know a lot of people wait till the last pick to get a kicker, but San Fran, they're going to kick a lot of field goals. David Akers.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Shush,
okay.
What's up? I'm waiting. I still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more picks. We're only in round 9.
Well, we're almost done, dude. We got 2 picks left.
We got two picks left. How about that? How about that, man? And the show is almost over. We got about 5 minutes left in the show. Amazing how the master plan all plans that out.
Oh my God! You're a pie hole. Shut your filthy pie mouth. You are not God sent.
Hey, I got a question. Who do the Cardinals play the first week?
They play. Ooh, good question. I don't know. I really don't know.
Come on, baby. 3 more picks. Hold out for me. Hold out for me.
Does anybody know who the Cardinals play the first pick?
The Cardinals?
No. You got to look at the schedule, dude. I'm not even looking at the schedule.
I can't even.
I'm trying to pick a defense. I'll pick this defense because this year I'm playing weekly defenses.
Weekly
defenses. I'm playing the matchups of my defenses this year.
All my matchups are going to be whatever
the offense is going against. My defense is going to match that. And because of that is why I'm picking this defense.
Oh, and they took David Anchor's biases.
My bad. Well, they must be listening to the show, too. You didn't tell them about the show, did you?
No, they know about it.
Is that right?
They're listening.
Okay.
Somebody's listening.
That's
when
right.
is Tebow going
to
start?
I'm about to start.
When is Tebow? Duke is saying, when is Tebow going to start?
I see.
Oh, boy.
I see what
Duke is listening, too. How many guys are listening to this freaking program, Vic?
I told you don't put in the gap. Well, I did put in this thing.
Well, let me put it this way. Duke, let me put it this way. After the Jets finish playing the Bills, it may be after week one. That's the defense I'm playing because we're going to be getting some sacks. The Bills are definitely going to be getting some sacks and maybe some interceptions from the Jets.
Cards play Seattle
at home. Oh, boy. Yes, he's definitely listening. Son of a bitch.
Whoa. What's wrong with the host today?
Hey, what can I do?
Hey, I love Brent. Hey, you know what? I love all you guys who listen to the show. That means that you actually believe that we know what we're talking about. Because if you
yes.
believe what we're talking about and you're picking the players that we're saying, that's a pat on the back to us. And I greatly appreciate that. So it is.
Yes.
You said, damn.
Yes. Anyway, we got about a little bit more than a minute, a little less than 2 minutes left in the show.
Well, we got
Vicky,
about, 3 minutes left in the bag on draft, for real. We're going to overtime to run down our teams and stuff like that.
Well, I want to thank everybody in the league who listened to the show, even though they didn't participate. They did to participate by picking some of the picks that we were talking about ahead of us. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Vic really appreciates that, and so do I. And that, we're both saying that sarcastically for the simple fact. Yes, exactly. But we will meet you guys that are in the league starting this week, so we can take out our frustration and things that took place in the league in a draft week to week.
I want to say this. Whoever I play week 7 and 11, you might be lucky. You might be lucky. That's all I'm going to say. All my players have buys week 7 and 11. I'm dying, dude. I'm dying.
Wow. Wow. Is that right? Wow.
Yeah, man.
And you know what? Sometimes, like I said, you got to take players that are old, reliable. And I'm taking in my last pick an old, reliable that I picked them a lot. I always like taking indoor kickers. Dog pound and respect a few and fear none. I probably want to take him if he hasn't picked the kicker yet, but that's okay because this guy is definitely going to be on my roster.
Yeah, I know who you're getting. I want him too, but I wasn't going to put a spot.
I appreciate everyone for listening. We're going to be going into overtime in about 2-1. We are now in overtime. We have
one of
them. Well, they can't hear us now. The draft's over. Draft's over. Hey, Vic.
Your draft is over. I'm still in round 9.
Say, hey Vic, I ain't going to listen to you to beat you. Okay. Oh, reliable. Hello, Jason Hansen. Welcome to my team.
Are you
I got a lot
Hansen?
Of... Absolutely.
No, I wouldn't have got Hansen, dude. Now, I'm thinking about getting Mark Barron here because Mark Barron has been showing his butt off. Down in Tampa.
That could be very well. But what round are you in, Black?
Round 9, man.
Oh.
6:16, and it's a minute and 30 between picks. Still need a kicker. I still need a team defense. And 1, 2, 3, 4 other bench players. But right now, we line up with Ben Roethlisberger, Don McFadden, Steven Jackson, Antonio Brown, Vincent Jackson, Kendall Wright, Owen Daniels, Ryan Williams, and Sam Bradford.
Okay. You worry about your bench plays. I wouldn't worry about your kicker and your defense until last. So I wouldn't worry about them because if you're going to play round-robin defenses, your kicker doesn't make that much difference either. So.
Shane Vereen is still on the board.
Who?
Shane Vereen is still on the board.
Who? Shane Vereen and who else?
Alex Green is still on the board.
Who else?
Ronnie Brown is still on the board. Bernard Scott is still on the board. Jarvis Dass is still on the board. Daniel Thomas is still on the board.
Michael LeSure.
LeSure is not on the board.
Well, you know what? I would take Ronnie Brown for one because Ronnie Brown's going to be playing the first week for sure. I don't like
Kendall Hunter is also still on the board.
Oh, take him. Take him. Grab him. Grab him. Grab him. Grab Kendall Hunter. Grab him. Absolutely.
Michael James is also still on the board.
Well, Michael James is going to be a change of pace back.
Yeah.
Kendall Hunter is the direct backup to Frank Gore. And there's no guarantee
Brandon
Gore.
Because Brandon Jacobs is hurt. Yeah, Brandon Jacobs is hurt, and he's like number 3 right now. So.
And it's unbelievable that Kendall Hunter is a forgotten person. I've seen that in a few leagues that Kendall Hunter is just sitting out there, and it's not being taken. I understand it's a four headed backfield because you got those four guys to feed, but he's Gore's direct backup, and he's been playing in the offseason better this year than he was last year. So
I would say also, Black, if Jacquez Rodgers is there, you might want to pick him up just as a just in case guy because with Atlanta throwing the ball a lot more,
mm-hmm.
it's quite possible that he's going to be on the field a lot more than Michael Turner.
What? Didn't they say they wanted to get him more involved in
more
the
touches.
Offense?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they wanted to get him more touches.
Yeah.
All right, let's run down our teams real quick so I can get off the phone here and go play Monopoly with my family or something like that. I've officially calmed down because I now understand why all the players I wanted got taken away because everybody's listening. So let's do this, JT.
Okay, go right ahead.
All right. My team, I'll say this first. I'm happy with it, but I'm not as happy. I think it's the worst team I've drafted thus far. And I only got one more draft left tomorrow. But here's the team. Matt Ryan, Jamal Charles, Adrian Peterson, Victor Cruz, Pierre Garçon, Rob Gronkowski, Chad Greenway, Sean Witherspoon, Eric Weddle, Steelers defense, David Akers. On my bench, Ryan Matthews, Jay Cutler, Darius Haywood-Bey, Donald Brown, Kendall Wright, Braylon Edwards, and Lawrence Timmons. I'm going to get rid of a player because I don't have to get rid of him, but it's probably going to be best if I trade one of those players on my bench for a different person because I see a conflict of interest in one of those situations. But that is my team.
Really? You see a conflict of interest? Really?
Yes.
Huh. You care to expound on that, or you care not
no,
to?
I do not.
To...
I do not. Because if you're not going to trade with me, I don't want to talk to you. Wait, come on, Tim.
Okay. Let me. I was just looking at your team. Let me give you my team. The championship team. As it stands right now. The champ, which I am, the champ. In this league,
champ,
I am
right.
The champ. I am the champ.
Right.
So you got to dethrone the champ, so you better bring
pretty
your
good.
A game to play the champ. Anyway, my quarterback is Matt Schaub. Running backs, Chris Johnson, Darren McFadden. Ooh. Wide receivers, Julio Jones, Antonio Brown. Tight end, Brandon Pettigrew. Linebackers are London Fletcher and Derek Johnson. DB, my defensive back is Tyvon Branch. A defense for this week against the hapless Jets is the Bills defense. My kicker is Jason Hansen, who should get a lot of work, especially going against St. Louis and an indoor kicker. I love him. My bench is Steven Ridley. Denarius Moore, Robert Griffin III, Peyton Hillis, Titus Young, Sidney Rice, and Owen Daniels. My bench in most teams could start.
Oh, my gosh. I'm rubbing deep on your chest. All right, I'll say this. I think I played you week two, so we'll see how our teams stack up against each other. But I will say you have a very, very good team. Stole Julio directly from me because I was thinking about going Julio and Victor Cruz together, but then I saw Gronk was there, so I took Gronk instead. So you got lucky on that one.
No, I didn't get lucky. I didn't get lucky. You know why I didn't get lucky? Because you haven't been paying attention to the other leagues that we've been drafting in, where Julio Jones was available. I've been grabbing him. And I even touted him big time on my rankings. I told him I said Julio in my rankings was number two behind Calvin Johnson. So you knew that I was giving you every indication that whenever possible I was going to take Julio Jones, and I followed through.
I mean I know, but I say you got lucky because I decided to go with Ron over Julio.
Hey, it is what it is.
I'll take Gronk. He won't have the same year as last year, but he'll have a comparable year. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is all projections. All these players are projections on what they may do.
Week five, you're gonna have 5 week blues. Week five, dude. Week five, you're like. Have to
fill
half your team.
No, all I'm losing is Darren McFadden and Brandon Pettigrew.
Tyvon Branch and your kicker.
That's no big deal because I have Steven Ridley to back up Darren McFadden. It's not the same, but he's going to be getting goal line carries. He's going to be getting the majority of the carries as long as he stays healthy. They're going to be giving Ridley the majority of the carries. He's only going to be a bye week fill-in. And I can I can adjust from there. It's no problem.
Yeah,
no
right.
problem.
I mean, I have
no
a lot
problem.
Of sevens. I have a lot of sevens, so I'm in the same boat as far as that week goes. Week 7, 11, not
mm-hmm.
so much because most of my bench players are 11. But,
mm-hmm.
like, I lose Ryan Matt. I lose my quarterback, my starting running back, then my linebacker and my safety. But I've got Donald Brown, who's going to be a sufficient fill-in because he's going to run in and catch the ball. AP should be on lock by week 2, week 3. So I'm not worried about him at all, really.
Well, my question, would you like to have Mr. Hillis?
For who? For Donald Brown? Sure.
No.
Then no.
What do you mean, then no? I mean, I haven't even given you an offer, and you're going to rebut my offer right off the bat.
Who do you want to give me Peyton Hillis for?
Let me see. I'll give you.
Here comes the deal that only benefits the master. Go ahead.
Of course.
I'll give you Peyton Hillis and. This is what I'll do. And only because it's for you, Vic. Only because it's for you.
There it is, Black. There it is.
Mm-hmm, I hear.
This is why I'll give you Peyton Hillis and Titus Young. Okay?
Four.
Ryan Matthews.
No.
Really?
No. Yes. Ryan Matthews, he's coming back from the broken leg. I got it. He'll be ready by week 2, week 3. So, and he's there. He's the weapon that they need. He's a runner. He's a catcher. Yes, he might not be the 100% guy, but that's why he's on my bench. If at least I know that he'll be ready to play and it's not a leg or something. The problem with him is he's kind of injury prone. I love the Peyton Hillis pick there, and I love the fact that you got him, but I don't want to trade away possible top 10 running back for a guy that's going to be a top 15, top 20 running back. That's why. I need bye week blues. I don't need to add to my bye week issues. So that's the issue.
What's your weakness in your bye week?
Because I already have Jamal Charles. I mean, it's no need for me to have Peyton Hillis and Jamal, and I can only carry 4 running backs. It doesn't work that way.
If it's more than four,
I would consider it because that way I'll have another running back as just in case. So
I'm talking about the wide receiver, Jacoby Ford.
Jacoby 40-something.
He hasn't played all summer. He has not played all summer.
He's hurt.
I wouldn't trust him.
Got Eddie Royal, Brian Hotline, Josh Gordon, Golden Tate, Devin Hester, Josh Morgan, Lester Jean, Earl Bennett, Johnny Knox, Jason Hill. It's slim pickings of wide out right now. Early success, Mario Alexander, Jericho Cotchery, Michael Jenkins, and Donald Driver.
I don't like none of them, dude.
I don't like none of them. I don't either.
Devin Hester?
I take
Devin
Hester, Turner.
Is he here? Yeah, he's still available.
I mean, he's a returner and he plays receiver, but...
You guys don't like Hotline from Miami?
Yeah, but I don't know what you're going to get down in Miami. You know, you never know. I mean, at least you know he's a starter, and you know they got to throw the ball to him. They don't necessarily have to throw the ball to Hester.
Is Devin Best taken anywhere?
Devon Best, yeah, he's gone.
He's gone.
I mean, your choice, in my opinion, Hartline and Hester, but
yeah,
it's not that much of a choice.
I think Hartline's coming back from an injury, so he's making his way back. In my opinion, I'd probably take Hester. I mean, he's going to be only a bench player, right, for now?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hester, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd get Hassett. Because he can get you some returns and possibly, and he can also possibly score on an end around or score on catching the ball. But, you know, Brandon Marshall, the tight end, Davis, Bush and Forte are going to be the ones that garner all the touches. His touches are going to be very limited. So, you know, that's the way I look at it. But anyway, I got to get off of here. Do some stuff with my family.
Okay.
Well, good show.
Go ahead.
Each and every last
come
one
on, man. Come on. Calm down.
And
calm
you
down.
For taking two players ahead of me. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm not. I can't be mad. I can't be too mad at you.
Well,
before you go, Matt Bryant, Robbie Gould, Nate Kading, Alex Henry, Don Casey, Dan Cobb, and what's Kendall going to give you the most value right here?
Go get the kid from St. Louis, Zerlin. Get that kid from St. Louis. Don't even mess around with those other guys. Get the kid from St. Louis.
Zerline, whatever the heck his name is.
Yeah, Zerline. Get that kid. St. Louis is going to be kicking a lot of field goals. He's got a strong leg. He made a 59-yarder this past Thursday with plenty of room to spare.
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone?
John Cassay is not on the team. Garrett Hartley is the kicker there, so don't look about Cassay.
Yeah, Hartley's there. Carney got cut. But I would, get Hartley. Get Hartley or
I might go Henry.
Who?
Philly.
Okay.
Alex Henry. Because all over
Alex Henry from Philly. Philly.
Yeah, he's fine.
All right, boys. I'll see you guys later.
All right, you guys. I'm about to get out of here. I want to thank everyone for listening, including those that were in the league that were listening that stole some of our picks. Thanks a lot, guys. Anyway, tune in next week in the Master Plan. We'll be talking about starting sit-ups, starting the first Sunday of the NFL season.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Compassion Dakini on
I can put Ryan Matthews on IR and pick up another running back. I just realized that.
How can you do that? He's not listed IR.
He's out. He's on IR already.
Oh, yeah, you can do that if you want. No problem. Whatever.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Tune in on Tuesday to Passion Dakini with Kim Fun. Totally different program from what we run on Sunday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. She's a change of pace for us, 4:30 Eastern Standard Time. And then on Thursday, be the Master Plan. We'll be talking about the FSP Cruise Show on Thursday, 8 o'clock. We'll be talking maybe about the Democratic National Convention, also talking about the first few games of the football season. And then on Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, will be Mac Williams as the host. I'm the co-host. No Chaser is the name of the program. Anything can happen on that program. We give it to you straight. What the kind of language you heard on this program from Vic? Some of that carries over to Friday because we do have heated conversations. So if you like straight conversation, that's the place to be on a Friday night, 7 p.m. No Chaser, and then back again FSP 1 o'clock. I'll be in place of Vic because he won't be available next week. We'll definitely have a good program talking about college football, and we'll also be talking about the up-and-coming Sunday games. So that's the array of shows we have. We got Black on the air here. We got Vic on the air, including myself, quite naturally. I'm going to hand it off to Vic so we can close this show out. Talk to me, my friend.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Master Plan for the last 2 hours and some change. You've heard great advice. You've heard a vulgar language, I apologize. That's my temper. If we were on a real radio station, I wouldn't have done that. I would have hit beep, beep, beep. But I want to thank everybody for listening. That includes the folks that are drafting. That means that we are actually giving you what you want and what you need. And you're getting it for free. And if you're doing well in your leagues, more power to you. So I want to thank everybody. And like Jerry said, You've been listening to.
Well, let me say one more thing here.
Oh, okay.
In this league, I was a champ, and in this league this year is what I'm going to do.
DJ Khaled. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody's hands go up.
Enjoy the weekend.